Welcome to Embracing Your Season, Raising Littles and Understanding Teens. Here's your host, Paige Klingenpiel.
Hey everybody, welcome to Embracing Your Season. I'm your host, Paige Klingenpiel. I want to thank you all so much for listening to the show. Your feedback has been invaluable. I would also love to hear, do you have any guests in mind that you want to hear from them? I want to know. So email me at paigeklingenpiel@gmail.com. Did you know that this show is sponsored by Homeward? It's an amazing organization based in California, and their entire goal is to equip your marriage and family. Dr. Jim Burns is phenomenal. He's one of my mentors. He's the one that allowed me to have this opportunity to do Embracing Your Season podcast. And make sure you check out his podcast called Homeward with Jim Burns on any major podcast platform. Speaking of Homeward, we have a YouTube channel we would love for you to check out. In fact, Embracing Your Season is on the Homeward YouTube channel. So if you don't want to just listen to this podcast, if you want to watch us, because the facial expressions themselves are a whole entire show. You always know what I'm thinking because the face always tells you. Anybody else relate to that? So definitely take a moment and check that out as well, because it's not only podcasts like mine, but it's other resources to equip you, your marriage, and your families. Today, friends, we have a very special show. It's just me. How many people are excited about that? I am, because I love talking about the topic today. We're going to be talking about how your diet, your choice in food, how that impacts your mental health, particularly anxiety. That's right. For those out there that may have the predisposition or have been struggling with anxiety, your diet might be contributing to exacerbating the symptoms or even just mimicking anxiety, and it may not be the mental health illness that you think it is to begin with. Before we dig in though, friends, I am not your doctor. I don't have an MD. I do have some fancy letters behind my name though, and I paid a lot of money for those. I am a licensed mental health counselor. However, I'm not your therapist. So anytime that you hear people talking about diet, food, medical conditions, I highly recommend for you to first listen, because maybe they have some information that you can learn and grow from, but talk to your doctor, talk to your therapist about everything that I'm talking about here today. Because again, all the things that I have taken, all this information is things that I have studied, but it may not apply to your body because we've all been uniquely designed. So that's the disclaimer. Go and talk to your doctor. Don't change up your diet just because I said so, because your body is uniquely made. However, the information that I'm sharing today, I know has done wonders for myself, as well as some of my clients when I've worked alongside them, when they're dealing with stressors, environmental, physical, biological, and how even just tweaking some of the things that they're choosing to integrate in their bodies, in their rhythms, actually makes a big difference in their overall mental health. So how cool is that? So we're going to start digging in right now. The first one that I want to talk about is stimulants. Okay, we all know coffee. We love pop. I know that in the past, pop was my thing. In fact, I am known as the Coca-Cola queen. However, a year ago, I went through this health journey where I started navigating away from some of the pop because of the sugars and the amount of excess energy that I would get from that in a negative way. I didn't want to live that way anymore. So I moved away from pop, but what did I supplement with, friends? Coffee. That's right. In fact, I didn't always used to like coffee until I started working full-time in a church. That's when I developed a taste for coffee. What does that say about full-time ministry, by the way? That has to say something. So I started integrating in my normal day-to-day morning rhythms of having a cup of coffee. I didn't put anything in it. It was flavored. They're K-cups. So for some people out there that are coffee snobs, you're probably like, that's not even real coffee. To me, I like it. It's great. It works for me. What I loved about it is that it did give me this jolt of energy in the morning. It helped me get my day going so that I started practicing these rhythms of spending quiet time with the Lord, getting my kids up, getting ready for my job, and then heading out. And it was just this pattern that I started doing. Unfortunately, there were a few seasons of my life where things just were pretty stressful overall, that I started noticing that after my cup of coffee, that I became more jittery. I became more overwhelmed, easily stressed out, or even just looking at my future appointments of the day, that I became super overwhelmed and I didn't want to face the stress of that potential day. What I started noticing is there was a correlation, not only with my season of life, of that moment, but also that cup of coffee. So during those seasons for me, I started deviating to decaf, and I started noticing that my body responded really well to that. So for you, I'm not sure what your stimulant of choice is. Maybe it's coffee, maybe it's chai tea, because chai has caffeine in it, I believe, right? I know some teas do. The herbal ones don't, though, friends. I do know that. Peppermint tea does not. So bonus for that, if you still want a hot cup of something in the morning, peppermint tea is a great choice. We know energy drinks are a huge thing now. Anybody go to Panera recently? I know that there was a time where I was meeting a lot of people for business meetings in Panera, and I drank one of their charged lemonades. And I remember it was like a large, friends. It was pretty big. And I remember I was so amped and I had no idea why, like to the point where I was talking so quickly and probably even shaking at some point. And then when I read the ingredients, that charged lemonade is an energy drink. I mean, people have actually become seriously ill in recent months because they were unaware of the impact of what they were drinking. So just be mindful. What is it that you're drinking in the mornings, throughout the days, and especially if it's towards the evening, you can notice that your body will have a very hard time calming down. And that's because the stimulant is made to make your body wake up, to be energized, to do what you are required to do. However, our bodies can do this naturally, right? That's where our cortisol hormones come in. That's when we wake up and we are supposed to be fully rested. We can face the day with the energy because of the way our body's designed. Can we get the extra boost of the caffeine? 100%. Nothing wrong with that. But if you're noticing there is a difference between the way that you feel emotionally after a cup of coffee, energy drink, pop, whatever it is for you, you might want to take a step back, because that might be interfering with your ability to think clearly, calmly. And maybe you can even ask your friends and family and see if they're seeing that you're more agitated or irritable after drinking certain caffeinated drinks or stimulants. Those have an impact on the way that you feel because they mimic anxiety. So again, all the things that we're about to talk about, they are great in moderation. And it doesn't mean that you need to stop them, but just be mindful that this could be contributing to some of those anxiety symptoms that you have. So what do you do? What are some suggested treatment options? Make a food diary. Start figuring out when you feel a certain way and what then did you eat? What did you drink before that? I love to just even do like emoji faces. So on your notes, you can always go into your notes on your device, on your iPhone, and put down the date and just say it like, 8 a.m., I was super overwhelmed and irritable. And so then you just put like in a little emoji of what that was like. So that way it's just easy and quick. And then you can go back and just study. Now I'm seeing there's a correlation between drinking this coffee, drinking this energy drink, and not feeling like I am well and calm and within a normal thinking rhythm during the day. So stimulants, they're great when you want to wake up, but maybe they're exasperating your anxiety. So something to think about. The next thing that you might want to consider that contributes to anxiety and mental health issues is sugar. I know we love sugar. Sugar is one of my best friends. In fact, I just downed a bowl of Lucky Charms. Has anybody else had Lucky Charms recently? Because they're phenomenal. I'm a big fan of the marshmallows, especially like when there's like tons of them in the same bowl. May or may not have a problem. They're just so good. Sugar, however, is a natural thing, but normally what we eat sugar in, or where we consume the sugar, is processed. It is in tons of stuff. In fact, did you know that it's in ketchup and barbecue sauce? It's in spaghetti sauce. There is sugar in absolutely everything. And this isn't the healthy fruit natural sugar. This is the stuff that is created in a lab to make us crave it more. because there's something about our brains that it loves to feel good. And sugar actually hits the same part of our brain as the pleasure center. So the more that we eat sugar, the more that we're actually going to crave it. It almost becomes addictive in nature. But here's the problem, is that our bodies quickly metabolize this type of sugar. That means that we hit a high of energy after eating it, but then it fades, and that fade turns into a fatigue. It makes us feel shaky. It allows it lowers our distress tolerance, makes us irritable and weak. That's what happens when we calm down. That's that hypoglycemia. And that happens too when we don't eat frequently enough throughout the day, is that we get this low in our energy level because our blood sugars have lowered. So if we're increasing the amount of sugar that we're eating just in our normal day-to-day, it's going to quickly metabolize, leading us to this low feeling. That low, shaky, lack of energy feeling mimics anxiety. So if you already have a predisposition to anxiety, then you add this low blood sugar, it's going to make you feel like you're going almost into like a panic mode, because your body is having a physiological response and you can't understand if it's an emotional one or if it's a biochemical one. So it tricks our brain into thinking that we're upset about something, when in reality, it's just because we downed a Snicker bars and then our body had metabolized it super quickly. So be mindful of the amount of sugar that you're ingesting throughout the day and notice the ups and downs that that can potentially create. And the same thing goes for the treatment option here, is just do a food diary, see what works for you, what eating types of food that relates to the processed sugar or the natural sugar, and be mindful of the ingredients that are in so many things. Sugar is in so many things. Like I said, the ketchup, the barbecue sauce, it's everywhere, friends. So when you take a moment, and I know not everyone has time to do this, but you can even go online and Google and say, what are some low sugar options for spaghetti sauce or ketchup? Just so that you're starting to make smarter choices, not only for yourself, but also for your kids. So just being mindful. So now you're becoming a much more educated shopper. Moving on. The next one to be mindful of is food allergies. Now, I know it was like a trend a couple years ago that everyone was gluten intolerant. Let me tell you, friends, I am actually gluten sensitive. So this was something that was diagnosed in me in 2010. So I went through a whole thing where I abstained from gluten for about a year and I healed my gut. So praise the Lord, I can have bread now and it doesn't impact me the same way that it did before. However, if I do eat too much gluten, my body does actually have an inflammation response. For me personally, it's where my body gets a little bit achy. I start developing headaches. And at the time, I start thinking, man, I should have totally not eaten that bread. Oof. But you know what bread's like. It's amazing. And so I don't always think of the correlation at the time when I'm downing breadsticks. But it does impact my body as a whole, more than just the inflammation. In fact, did you know that you make a majority of your feel-good chemicals in your gut? And when you have an allergy, it actually prevents your body from absorbing the nutrients that it needs in order to make those feel-good chemicals. So over a long period of time, our gut can become inflamed, not doing what it's designed to do in absorbing and digesting all of the nutrients that you're putting, hopefully, in your body that are healthy, so that you can ultimately do what your body is designed to do. So if you're noticing that sometimes you're having some GI issues, or if your body's getting achy, or you're having frequent headaches, this could be an indication that maybe you have a food allergy. And when we aren't making feel-good chemicals in our body, obviously that's going to increase any of the mental health stuff that we're struggling with, like depression or anxiety, or that could be the catalyst of starting some of those issues. So one way that you can assess whether or not you have a gluten or lactose or egg or whatever allergy out there, first, talk to your doctor. Absolutely talk to them. They have some tests out there, which is great to help you identify. Another one is avoiding certain foods. So the elimination of that food choice for a long period of time. And I'm not just talking for a day, because that doesn't work, friends. No, your body actually has to heal. And so they're saying like upwards of a month. Again, mine was about a year long that I avoided bread and it was hard and we had a grieving session and we, you know, we got through it and we're best friends now. Well, kind of, we still fight a little bit, don't we? But eliminating it for a minute so that you can come back and hopefully either determine there's an allergy here or your gut can heal so that potentially you can start eating some of that food in moderation again. So check out those food allergies, see maybe if that's also contributing to some of the struggles that you're having with mental health or just body. Another one is water. Water is a natural purifier. And in fact, some symptoms that you experience with anxiety may be due to dehydration. That's right. Not drinking enough water. I have a dear friend. In fact, she was on one of my podcasts earlier in the season. Her name's Tiffany Gardner. Wow, I'm really calling her out right now, by the way. Oh, man. She never drinks water. In fact, I got her a water bottle for her birthday. Friends, that's the level of need that she has. It wasn't a fun birthday present. It was a, you need to drink this because your body is dying without the amount of water it needs. So she started noticing that her body started doing some odd things where she was getting headaches or she was dizzy or that she was shaky. Went to the doctor, took her to the doctor, and the doctor's like, how much water are you drinking? She's like, well, maybe I have a cup a day. Come on, friends. I'm really throwing her under the bus now. I love her. Sorry, Tiffany. I love you so much. This is an intervention. You need more water in your life. Water has this ability to cleanse us, to detox, but also to hydrate us. And I know some people are like, well, I drink pop and I drink juice and I drink all of these other things. So that's liquid. Yes, that's fabulous. However, that is not water. In fact, things like coffee and pop, they are a diuretic, which means that it flushes all of the healthy liquid out of your system quicker. So in reality, you're actually exacerbating your dehydration just by drinking those other things. Now, I know some people don't like just plain water. My kids are kind of the same. So there are some really great things out there that you can add to the water. So just the taste is different. I know Liquid IV is one of those good things. I know that they have other little squirt bottles of Crystal Light that you can put in your water. The truth is, or the fact is, y'all need water. And if you don't get enough of it in your system, it'll actually exacerbate your mental health issues like anxiety. So grab yourself a Yeti, a Stanley. I don't know what team you're on. Grab something, the cheap Walmart brand one. Bring it with you because you're much more capable of drinking more water when it's present with you. So be mindful of that. That's a great recommendation for your kids as well. Another one, how is your diet and your choices in fruits and vegetables and meats, healthy fats? Across the board, what does your vitamins and minerals look like? We oftentimes in my house are very, very busy. So our normal go-to, or it could be if I wasn't more mindful of this, would just be fast food. That food that I'm taking in from the fast food isn't obviously filled with the vitamins and minerals that my body is designed for. So instead, I have to be mindful with meal planning and making sure that I am getting all those fruits, vegetables, and healthy meats and proteins. Because what I've noticed is that when certain vitamins are depleted in my body, it exacerbates my depression and my anxiety. You can't always tell it's because you're not eating enough red meat or if you're not eating enough broccoli. But there are ways that you can assess just looking through, again, your food diary and saying, wow, I'm really lacking in fish. So maybe I'm missing out on omega-3s or my iron. I'm really fatigued or I'm easily anxious. Maybe I'm missing out on iron or magnesium or calcium. There's things that are missing in our diets when we're just eating junk, frankly, all the time. Or if you're like a two-year-old and you only eat mac and cheese and chicken nuggets all the time, right? You're not getting the nutrients that your body is designed to have. So a couple of vitamins just to be aware of. Vitamin B is really awesome because vitamin B1, especially thiamine, produces a calming effect. So when our bodies are deficient in B vitamin, one of the symptoms is increased anxiety and feeling on edge. Another good one that we usually hear about, especially during the wintertime, is vitamin C. This is good at not only helping the immune system, but when we are super stressed out, that affects our adrenal glands. And vitamin C then helps regulate those glands so that they can work more efficiently. Calcium and magnesium, these are a girl's best friend. these are found in certain foods that we can just eat regularly, whether it's broccoli or it's spinach or some of the other green stuff that you may not be interested in. But good news, friends. That's why there's vitamins and supplements that you can take across the board. I know for me personally, I have to drink my vitamins because the big pills, anybody else terrified of those horse pills? I don't do well swallowing big horse pills. So I use a vitamin drink that I use that as my supplement. And that tackles all of those vitamins and minerals that my body needs. So start thinking through, what am I experiencing in my body? And maybe that is correlated with not eating a rounded diet that has all those vitamins and minerals that your body needs. The treatment option, of course, is supplement with vitamins. There's tons of different options out there. Again, talk to your doctor. I know that they can even run blood tests to see where you're lacking. For instance, I'm always lacking in iron, so I can never get paid to give plasma, by the way. Yeah, that stinks for me, doesn't it? It's one of those things where I would love to give back, but my iron is so low, so I would have to take an additive, a supplement. I also take magnesium, not only orally, but there's also this tallow cream that I can put on the bottom of my feet because magnesium also helps with sleep and calming our bodies. So there's tons of options out there because I know for sure that McDonald's is not hitting up the vitamins and minerals that my body needs. As much as I love McDonald's, Wendy's too, let's throw them in there. They will not ever amount to the vitamins and minerals that my body needs. So we always supplement. Now, finally, let's talk about some sleep. For those that have had babies, newborns, you remember how lack of sleep actually increases mental health issues like depression and anxiety, irritability, conflict resolution skills. Everything goes downhill when you are not sleeping well. And the reason why is because sleep is reparative. It's restorative. It helps us to heal our bodies, process the toxins that we've allowed from our environment into our bodies during the day. And then it also helps our bodies and minds rest. When we don't get good sleep, that means that everything is then off. You remember what it was like having those days where it's just like you just didn't get enough sleep, and the next day or the next couple days was really off. We can have good sleep hygiene. So I know for those that have newborns and littles and toddlers at this stage, like, friends, it does get better. So I'm just going to give you that encouragement. It will get better. However, this may not apply to you completely. Sleep hygiene is being mindful of what is your exposure to light, for instance. Artificial light tricks your brain into thinking it is still daytime. So when your body still thinks it's daytime, it will not release the natural melatonin that our bodies excrete when it's time to go to bed. Melatonin takes anywhere from like an hour or 2 hours to totally hit our system to make us tired. And here's a fun fact. So you know how kids don't get tired until 1 o'clock in the morning? It's because their melatonin doesn't release until later in the evening. Whereas us old folks, I mean, I feel like my melatonin releases at 5 p.m. because I'm ready to go to bed at 8 o'clock. So that's, again, another reason why teens stay up later is because that melatonin isn't actually released until later. And ours as adults, as we get over past the age of 25, the melatonin is actually released earlier in the evening, which helps us go to sleep at an earlier time. So, fun fact for all those out there. However, if we want to release our melatonin earlier, or for our kids, for instance, we got to shut off the devices. We have to turn off the TVs. We got to turn down the lights. I know that there's red lights that also help the body. So if you need some type of light in your room, they can do those LED red lights. That will be helpful so that you can still see, but it's not going to elicit like that blue light, which convinces your brain it's daylight out. I think I said light 150 times in that statement. Sorry, friends. So that's one good thing about sleep hygiene. Another thing, we talked about stimulants earlier. They say that don't have a cup of coffee or anything that is highly caffeinated after 2 p.m. So I don't know if you hit that lull around 3 o'clock and you want that kickstart to help you finish out the day, instead of using a caffeinated drink, use something like a complex carbohydrate or a protein or something else that helps kick your body into an energy burning state, but not the caffeine or the stimulant state, which we know can not only affect sleep, but it can also exacerbate some of those anxiety symptoms that you might be experiencing. So those are a few things that you can do to help yourself with good sleep hygiene. We all know that sleep is super important. So this is something that we want to be really intentional about making sure that we are making it happen, both for us and for our kids, because their brains are growing. Our brains are healing. Every day it encounters stressors. It needs to detox and it just needs to rest. So for us, sleep is also going to be a very important part of dealing with just life. Well, friends, I hope this was informative to you. Again, if anything stood out to you where you're wondering, maybe this is what I'm struggling with, maybe this is what I need to interject into my day-to-day so it can help me with mental health things, talk to your doctor. See what you guys can come up with a plan together to help you navigate, whether it's mental health issues or just changing your diet so you can be more calm and peaceful in your own home. And everyone's going to benefit from that as well, aren't they? So I hope that you appreciated all of this information. I know that I love sharing it with my clients because it really is a holistic picture of finding health, both spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And when we have all those pieces together, we get to live this life and live it well. So thanks for joining me on another amazing edition of Embracing Your Season. Make sure you stay tuned next week as we continue to have great conversations to equip you and encourage you both inside and outside your home. And make sure you check out the new podcast called Homeward with Jem Burns. You can listen to it on all major podcast platforms. Take care, guys.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Embracing Your Season with Paige Klingenpiel. Check out her latest resources and episodes on her website at paigeklingenpiel.com. That's Paige, P-A-I-G-E, Klingenpiel, C-L-I-N-G-E-N-P-E-E-L.com. Also, be sure to follow Paige on all her social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for another edition of Embracing Your Season, Raising Littles and Understanding Teens. This program is sponsored by Homeward. Find out more at homeward.com.
Hi, this is Jem Burns, president of Homeward, and we have four values at Homeward: strong marriages, confident parents, empowered kids, and healthy leaders. Our mission? Helping families succeed. Well, just like Paige's podcast, we assist parents in relevant and practical ways, and we do it while deepening your understanding of these changing times. I hope you'll let us come alongside you to strengthen your marriage, your parenting skills, and even your personal life. Homeward is the largest provider of parenting seminars in the United States, and we'd love to come to your church. And if you'd like to learn more, you can visit our website at homeward.com. That's Homeward, W-O-R-D.com. That's the place where you can also sign up for free blogs, our weekly culture brief, check out our YouTube channel, and many more resources to bring encouragement and inspiration. Homeward, helping families succeed. Visit us at homeward.com.